It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Would you give your doctor the right to control what you say about him or her online? That's what many medical offices have been demanding in recent years in the form of what they call a privacy agreement. It gives the doctor the copyright to any reviews or comments you make about them on the web. If they want your comment removed, says the agreement, they have a right to take it down. A class action lawsuit has just been filed against a New York dentist who demanded negative comments from a patient be taken off the web, even billed that patient $100 for each day the comment stayed online. Justin Brookman is with the Center for Democracy and Technology, which is taking action against Medical Justice, a company that provides these agreements to doctors.
We filed a complaint with the Federal Trade Commission saying that these sort of contracts are clearly unenforceable under contract law. The doctors are going to review sites and asserting false copyright claims. And potentially, if the site's scared of a potential lawsuit, they'll take down like valid criticisms of doctors. And we think that this is a deceptive and unfair practice under the law. There's a long history of law in this country saying that you can't tell someone that they can't speak truthful things. So they're effectively just scaring doctors and patients into not reviewing the doctors online.
For its part, Medical Justice says it supports commenting online as long as it's fair and truthful. Jeffrey Siegel is CEO of the company.
We disagree with the substance of the complaint. We think that the agreements have been presented as a means to an end to try and promote ratings of doctors, not to stifle ratings of doctors. And we think that historically doctors have done a pretty good job of disciplining themselves. But again, these agreements have been a means to an end, a way where ultimately patients will be able to get good, valid information about their doctor. If you pick a restaurant based on a review and you get it wrong, there are no long-term consequences. If you pick a doctor based on two or three reviews and you get it wrong, you could die. We think it really matters. It's important that patients have good, honest, reliable information.
Nonetheless, complaints about those agreements have mounted. And as those complaints find their way to courtrooms and government agencies, Siegel now says it's time to make a change.
We're going to use this as an opportunity to eliminate some of the confusion and retire these agreements and move forward straight with the eMerit program, whereby patients are given a tablet in the waiting room, and they're able to input their commentary and feedback, and it goes up to a number of reputable rating sites.
Siegel says the eMerit system does not give the doctors the copyright to online comments. He says notices will go out to doctors' offices soon, recommending they stop the agreement system. Whether those offices do so is up to the doctors.
Tell me, that number you all wear, what's it mean?
Oh, Fahrenheit 451.
Why 451 rather than 813 or 121?
Fahrenheit 451 is the temperature at which book paper catches fire and starts to burn.
That's from the 1966 film adaptation of the Ray Bradbury novel Fahrenheit 451. For the first time ever, Fahrenheit 451 is now available as an e-book. Bradbury's publishing contract was expiring. He was told he couldn't get a new one unless he allowed e-books. Bradbury, who's now 91, has always opposed making his works available in electronic form. E-books, he said, smell like burned fuel. Notably, burning books are a major component of Fahrenheit 451. Bradbury says the novel was meant as a statement about how television, among other things, would eventually destroy literature. So now you can read Fahrenheit 451 on a tiny screen. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuyForBusiness.com.